La première question, first question, will go to Amy Johnson, AHL Report. Amy, you're up.
Thanks, Charles. Thanks, Joel. First question for you. Did you, in fact, get the rest? You had remaining players left in quarantine. Did they rejoin you today?
We had Ilonen that was back on the ice, which is nice. Young man that we drafted a couple of years ago. So that was exciting to see him move on the ice today. And so the only guy left is Arson, and he should be on the ice tomorrow. So that would be the last guy. Schuneman was on the ice with us yesterday, and we didn't put him in the game because it wasn't really fair for a guy that had been 14 days. But he was in practice with a defenseman today, and he looked fine. So we're getting there, Amy. We're getting there.
Excellent. So just talk a little bit about what it was you did with the guys today and getting prepped for your next scrimmage on Sunday.
Yeah. So we mixed it up today. We work with defensemen and forwards. So we had two sessions, obviously. As you know, we do a lot of two session a day, and we split them up. So we started with the forwards. So we can really work specifically on a few things with them. And we had a couple of topics today. Same thing with defensemen. A lot of principle. We have a few young D, so it was nice to explain a little bit of the difference in different situation to take the time. It was a good session on both sides in teaching. Bit of a different day after a scrimmage yesterday. They got a lot of workload. And tomorrow would be more of a prep we'll do tomorrow afternoon, where we want to prep everybody for a real full game at the Bell Center on Sunday night.
Excellent. One just last question for you. With the news that came out yesterday that now the Stockton Heat are going to be moving and playing in Calgary, of course, that throws a wrench into the scheduling plans yet again. And so who knows when the actual start date for Laval and the Canadian division will be. Does that affect you and your team as far as the mentality of getting ready, or is it still just attack it every day and be ready to
go?
Well,
I think you got it right. We attack it every day. We're in the process right now. A few guys just came in the last few days, so we're going to go back at it. The game was quite good yesterday, and looking forward to see the next game, and we're really going to treat the next game like if it was a real game. And now we're going to challenge the guy on detail. Obviously, when at first you start, guys are working hard, and they make mistake, and you're kind of going as a coach, well, this is normal because they don't know. Now I feel that they should know a lot more. So I even thought last game, I noticed that we were more structured on style of play and everything. There's a couple things we haven't touched yet, and we will tomorrow afternoon. So we have that cleaned up for the game, and we'll do power play and we'll do PK. And, you know, obviously all the specific that a real game like face off will be in play a lot more. So we have time, and we're using it. And who knows, you know, we can start as soon as they let us know. So we're not taking that Stockton jumping in is going to push back for 2-3 weeks, because I don't think that's the reality. We're still targeting for February 5th if ever they say we have somebody to play against.